Really? CBS Sports? You gave a show to these guys? Really?
I love the poorly educated.
It's Live at 5 with Goldie and MVR every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m.
Missouri, good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
And it's brought to you by the Weber Chevrolet family of dealerships on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
She hates her job, loves her kids, bored with her husband, tired of the same old list of things to do. So when the to-dos have all been done, she sits down at the kitchen table, rolls herself a fat one. Smoke so sweet fills the air. She maybe ought to crack a window. All she can do is stare at the paint.
I love this song. Just let it roll.
That's been peeling off the walls. A couple of tokes in her troubles don't seem all that tall.
We're playing the whole song.
She laughs out
late at
who she used to be. The girl who looked down.
Now an FM radio station on an AM dial.
Listen.
Sometimes she misses them younger days. Seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. Instead of this purple haze.
Oh,
you know life will let you down. Love will leave you lonely. Sometimes the only way to get by is to get high. So she tucks her kids in at night. Kisses her husband, turns off the light, talks to God. Says, Lord, help me accept what I can't change. But until I learn to do that, thanks for the Mary Jane.
Sorry, I was just quite compelled to play that song this morning. Welcome to Goldie and MVR. I'm Goldie, that's MVR. And the sound effect here in the background was, that was MVR.
That was Fozzy.
yeah. Anyway, that's Brandi Clark. She's a country songwriter, and she does some stuff in her own right, and I think she's terrific. Brandi Clark, if you give a damn.
No, I do, because it's country.
I was talking to the two listeners.
Oh, there's three.
Yeah. That's one of the few country
my
songs.
My mom, my uncle, and you're the six-footer.
It's one of the few country songs I can endure.
You're not a country guy at all?
No. No. I like the Rascal Flatts. They do the song Backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song?
I do.
I love that song, too. That's because it's very clever. Both are clever.
Do you know, like, Darius Rucker, Blake Shelton? You don't want to go to any of them?
No.
Do you ever give them time to...
Yeah, it doesn't offend me. The stuff doesn't, like, completely turn me off. If it's playing in the background or an elevator, I can deal with it.
Oh,
but to
yeah.
go out and go onto Spotify or go to YouTube and pull up some of that stuff and make a point to watch it or listen, I can't do it.
That's kind of funny because I listen to a country song. I'm thinking, my gosh, that is my life.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
It's all about my life. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you. Unfortunately, I hear you fine.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So I have to put out a show alert, a show what is it, a Fox News alert?
Fox News alert.
Fox News alert.
Just late breaking. Fox News
alert. My partner, MVR, is beyond bitter today, and I'm sure he's going to exercise that that point. But he won't be exercising those demons because he's going to stay bitter, and we'll get into that in a little bit.
We'll wait a little while.
Yeah, we'll wait until there's more than three listeners.
That's exactly right.
That's right. That's we'll wait for the crowd that's really just listening to us, waiting for the morning after show.
Well, then those are the folks that really just don't give a shit.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
I don't care.
we have a bitter alert today. Bitter.
Boom, 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 boom. Buddy Ryan, poor Buddy Ryan yesterday. Buddy Ryan dies.
Yeah, does anybody care here?
I think you do care. Just that now, because you know you have the power of three. Who's the third one?
What do you mean?
You had Pat Summitt. You have Buddy Ryan.
You had Muhammad Ali.
Well, no, you can go back because
it's all in this month.
He was the third of a group. I think there was one after him that died.
Yeah. Oh, Gordie Howe.
Yeah, right. But there was one before then, Muhammad Ali. Oh, yeah, the 42-year-old UFC boxer. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, man. The douchebag that used to fight on the streets. He got noticed on YouTube, and his name escapes me. Anybody? But anyway, nobody. So, yeah, that was the three. So now we have two. So we have one more. So of the professional.
You buy into that in threes?
I don't think. No, I think
okay. So what do you mean we're waiting on one?
Kimbo
more.
Slice. Thank you.
Kimbo Coach. Slice died?
Yeah. At 42. He died right, you know, in the right. And he was the power of three back then. He was one of the three.
Yeah.
So now we have Pat Summitt.
I remember his reign didn't last that long.
No, he was 3-3 or something. Yeah. Came out strong, and he just. But then he was all roided up, and they took his title away. But
right,
I don't want to get into that.
Did you ever see that movie with what's the King of Queens? Kevin James, is that his name?
Yeah.
Did you see the movie called Boom?
No,
where he does MMA?
No. No.
He's a school teacher trying to raise money for their music program. And this fat slob gets into shape, and he actually wins. I don't know if he won the title in the movie or if he, you know, went to the championship. I don't know what it was.
But. I like Paul Blart. That's it.
Two different bodies. Yeah. I mean, he got in such shape that, and he's still a fat dude, but he got in such shape. He had a shirt off in the movie quite a bit, and he looked like he really went to town to get in shape for this thing.
I think that he actually rolled out here at the St. Louis Zoo, which happens to be ranked third in the USA and fourth in the world. Thank you, St. Louis Zoo.
Oh, I'm so proud of
Zoolander,
that.
Was it Zoolander or Zoo? He had a show with Zoo, something with the zoo, and he rolled it out the red carpet here. It was like 110 degrees. Yeah, lines of people.
With the zoo.
But yeah, one of those movies that he did. Kevin James.
Really? Because what's his name? Matt Damon did a movie, We Bought a Zoo.
That's not the same one.
Oh, okay.
The guys behind the glass will let us know because I'm tired.
Don't worry about it. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. No.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a challenge. You know, we wake up and – let me rephrase that. Now wake up and try to put a show prep together, and it's all over the place, as all of you know. And we never even go there. So.
Yeah, but those are to make a connection to our 6:30 interview today. That's your parachute.
Yes, that
okay,
is
just in case we run out of the normal stuff that has no value. We have other stuff that has no value.
Kevin James is a great body, thanks to Hipster of Tower Grove South. Yeah.
Well, in that movie, he got in shape. You got to give it to him.
I don't know what he's talking about. He might be talking about right now. He's got the King of Queens is a phenomenal. I love that.
It doesn't compare to Raymond.
You know what though? It's back to back.
And you know that show evolved from Raymond. Did you know that?
Yeah. No.
Yes, it did.
Because who knows? Why did it evolve from Raymond?
Because he was a character.
He was Ray's friend.
He was Ray's friend, but he appeared on the show.
Excuse me for 1 second. I had to move my mic.
Oh, I thought it was thundering out.
No, that's just the corn growing.
No, he appeared on a few shows in the first or second season where in one scenario he was a sports writer.
That's what Ray was.
In another scenario, he was Doug Heffernan, the UPS driver.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. I'm a Raymond aficionado. I can pretty much tell you about every single episode.
I'm a Brady Bunch aficionado.
Aficionado?
That's what you just said.
Aficionado.
Whatever. You always try to... Grieving. Are you grieving?
Well, grieve is the verb. grief is a noun.
I actually brought
that up.
So
you can't be griefing.
I actually brought that up yesterday in my counseling session.
And, yeah. And you looked smart, right?
No, I said he makes fun of me. I don't know what to do.
No, you didn't.
I do.
No, you didn't.
All he wants to do is poke fun at me because I say the wrong things.
Well, you do use the language incorrectly very often.
What language is that? It's called the MVRisms.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. We can use them.
I got some bad news for you.
Yeah, it's not a...
I have bad news for you.
I know.
The phone rang.
No, it didn't.
In the studio.
It's impossible.
In the production booth.
You know what? I got to think. Okay, leave him there. Can you carry the show like you always do for 2 minutes? Talk about what you're going to do.
Well, I'm gonna bring on Mark.
I was gonna try to find some song or something I can do an intro for him.
He doesn't deserve it.
Okay, well,
he doesn't deserve it.
Let's get the sports talk out of the way that we didn't both watch yesterday.
All right,
actually, I did.
Mark the Psycho from SoCo. Good morning. Hold on. God, you impetuous child.
Impetuous. Look at that.
My goodness. Just hold on. Okay, go.
When I come on, I want to hear Sinatra's My Way.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Okay, you know what? We can do
it. It is going to happen.
I don't mind. We can play that at 5:15 every morning. It's My Way because you'll
every
listen.
Morning. How much longer are we going to be here?
3 days.
Yeah.
First of all, gentlemen, the best show ever on TV was The White Shadow.
That show was okay. It was, you know, it was
21.
Okay, are you kidding me?
Well, here's the problem with that show. You knew exactly what was going to happen at the end, 10 minutes in. It was such a predictable, such a classic, you know, not really well thought out 1970s show. But the characters were cool, and you got into it. It was only good for a season. Then it kind of, you know, they tried too hard. But I was totally into it back in the day.
Really? Did you know that Dwayne Wayne from What's Happening was going to die at the end of one of the episodes when Coach made a run and he had an aneurysm? You didn't know that.
You're right.
No.
You're right.
Or when the little peanut, or when the guy was going to dress up as the peanut, run around as the mascot, the kid with autism. No, you didn't know that.
What are we even talking about?
What are you talking about?
Jesus, let's go to 21 Jump Street.
The White Shadow, the greatest show ever.
Okay, all right, fine. You got it. White Shadow starring Ken Howard. You got it.
21 Jump Street. 21 Jump Street.
Hi, boy.
90210.
No, stop. Let the soon as he talks, the sooner we can be done with him. Okay. So.
Where's Dr. Bender? Dr. Bender, I haven't heard from you in a couple days.
Dr. Woody Bender will be here. He just wakes up a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let me make it.
He wakes up in a sticky tent. Go ahead.
Usually at your home, but so what happens is after. Okay, Mark, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. No,
thank you.
Ahead.
I appreciate
your show,
it.
I
don't know. I think it's our show. I think you're part of the show. Why don't you come on Friday on our last day here? I mean, why don't you come? Why don't we bring him and Andrew? We can bring in Hugh Jass. Oh, and by the way, Hugh Jass, if you are listening, sorry, Mark, to interrupt your segment here or your monologue. Hugh Jass, your jersey here, your Wong jersey, is here at the station because I cannot afford to send it to you.
Put it in the mail. I'll give you the $8. Come on.
Seriously?
Yeah. Send it to him.
All right.
Do you have his address?
Come down and get it.
Wait. Hold on, Mark. Do you have his address?
No, of course I do.
I think we should both go together and deliver it.
That'd be a good idea.
Where does he live? What just to the town? Do you remember?
We've got winners every day. I don't know.
I know, but he's one of our special ones.
You know what the best part about it is? I have hand-delivered numerous gift cards from Joe Bacardi's, and they all live right by me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, get back to you, Mark from SoCo. What were you talking about? Because I have no clue.
Yeah. Are you gonna crap on the Cardinals for last night?
Of course I am.
Let's go. Roll, baby.
Let's hit it.
It only took him 76 games to finally figure out the guy with the name the final boss should be the closer. 76 games it took him.
That's it?
Cook would have figured it out after three. This nitwit takes 76. 76 games.
So how did you like how O closed out the game last night, Mr.
I loved it.
You did?
He did a fine job. Of course.
Oh, Okay, well, gives up two hits and gives up a walk. So I don't know how you do that in the ninth inning, but you think that's
well,
that's
they were good? Up four runs. I mean,
yeah, but so you can go ahead and give two hits and you can walk somebody. And
right. Can you imagine if it was a one-run game and that's happening?
Right.
So, you're happy? How do you reconcile that, Mr. Soko?
How do I let – I said he got the job done, didn't he, baby? That's all that matters. And then now the ADD is going to kick in.
I hear this clown.
I can't play Travis, say the Pat Summit is the greatest college coach of all time in any sport. That is asinine. He is the greatest college women's basketball coach. That's it, period.
Well, okay, so
how can you even debate how many wins? How can you qualify that?
Because men's basketball, the athletes are better than the women? But who's and I'm not here defending her one way or the other.
I'm not campaigning
for her.
I will.
But how can you make that assessment? Because the game is of a lesser quality than the men's?
It is a lesser quality.
I understand that. But the act of coaching, it doesn't matter if you're coaching 10-year-olds, okay? If you're a great coach, you're a great coach. It doesn't matter what the event is, and it doesn't matter who the players are.
Who's to say she would do that with the men's?
No way. I didn't understand. I don't know what language you're speaking.
Well, she
didn't know what language I'm
after speaking. Title IX, and she came out of it. Her first year's salary was $8,900. It's
twice as what he makes now from the EBT account.
Well, after they pay us our buyout clause, that's what we're
talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. After the Title IX came out and they, you know, recognized that women's sports is as equality to men's sports, she has transformed that whole the whole entire women's basketball, and then she does it where? In Tennessee, in an SEC football state, and she has the arena sold out every game. That woman did more for women's basketball than any other college football coach did for the entire higher.
Mark, here's the part I don't get.
No way.
Hold on. Here's
Mark, me or him?
No, he's
call
Mark,
him psycho.
Your MVR.
God,
okay,
matter.
Psycho, here's the question.
My name is Mark Van Ronselen. I don't give a rat's ass.
Why would you want to hide yours?
Hide?
You're a celebrity.
Free to go,
town.
Bro.
Wives. So Psycho, what the heck was I going to say? Oh. She died yesterday morning. Do you have to disparage her, you know, less than 24 hours later? Can you just let her rest in peace, give her a good send-off? Do you have to disparage her performance and talk about and refuting when people say she was a great coach? I mean, come on. Do you have any class whatsoever?
No, he doesn't. And all
I want to hear him answer.
I'm going to give you his answer because all he wants to do is try to do the opposite of what everybody thinks.
He's the contrarian.
He is, and he wants to be like somebody else that's on a different airwaves where this station's potentially going to be moving. So he wants to try to compete for a show to be on with him so they can sit there both and bitch about everything that's right.
Right. So can you have a little respect for Ms. Summit?
I do have a little respect for her.
Yeah, very little.
But
she was a woman.
I have respect for her as a human, but to say she's the greatest coach of all time in college, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, then, coach. Okay, Expedia, who is it?
He's going to say John Wooden.
He doesn't know he has a name.
John Wooden is the greatest basketball coach of all time.
You can't argue with that seven straight UCLA championships. You really can't argue with that. I'm not going to argue with that.
And football is
Bear Bryant. I really think it's very hard to compare the best collegiate coach.
It's so hard to quantify.
It is because when you go.
Not quantify, qualify. Excuse me.
Okay, you speak in MVR.
But I caught it.
Yeah, I don't.
There's the difference.
But yeah, when you're talking about men versus women, it's almost impossible to compare the two because men's sports has been around so much longer and you've got so much more history with coaching with men than you do with women. And unfortunately, women do not have the opportunity after they graduate, if they graduate college and they go on to the next level. What is that next level?
Well, WNBA.
You're right. But, I mean, when you look at men's sports, there's so many more opportunities with so much more money.
What I want to know is what does a guy like Eric Heiden – who was in the Olympics. What does he do when he comes home from the Olympics? What does he do? What's his next step? All he does is His medal ends up in a sock drawer, and he comes back with immense thighs. Other than that, what the hell does he do with it?
Yeah.
You know, you do it for the moment, and if you can milk something out of it, great. If not, you go on and, you know, you get a job.
He's gone.
Good. He's gone. Good.
I don't know if he is or not. Yeah. Mark, you still there?
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Quiet.
That's so wonderful.
Quiet.
Listen to that. Listen to the serenity.
Hold on.
Serenity now.
You know, my therapist told me yesterday I got to stop doing so much. She says, you got to just stop.
You slow down. You can't.
That's what I told her. You need to.
You need Valium. That's what you
need. I need to keep going.
You need Valium or Xanax.
No, Valium. I'm on Xanax. I've already taken four of them. You take one and you pass out on an airplane.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I
take one and a half.
I love my mom because she'll see me in the middle of the day. Sometimes she's like, I just hate to do this. Did you take your medicine? I said, yeah, I did. She's like, do you need to take it again? Right. That's exactly right.
You're listening to Goldie and MVR. What do we got for music, big fella?
Oh, you know, this is you, brah.
Yeah, this is my music.
Unfortunately,
today.
Boys
Let's
and
see
women.
What we got.
Woman.
Yeah. Love this. Love it. Goldie and MVR, live at 5.
For 3.
Brought to you by the Weber family of dealerships, the Power 3, Grieve Corps, Granite City, in Columbia, Illinois. This is The Meters. The name of the song?
Master Meters?
Luca Pai Pai. We'll be right back.